Peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
This morning, the topic for our mutual encouragement is you crown the year with goodness.
今天早上与大家分享的是以恩典作为年岁的冠冕。
Today is the last Sabbath of the year of 2013.
今天是2013年最后一个安息了。
Sometimes we cannot even believe time flies so quickly.
有时我们甚至会不相信原来时间这么快就过去了。
And suddenly, that the year has to end.
忽然间这一年又要结束了。
So because it is the end of the year, so we have to do some reflection about the year.
因为这是年终的时候，我们也必须要做一些回想。
How would you describe your 2013?
你如何去描述你的2013年呢?
If you ask everyone, it will give you different answer.
如果你问每一个人，每个人都会给你不同的答案。
It depends on what kind of aspect you are talking about.
当然是从如果是不同的角度，就给不同的答案。
Many things happen in 2013 in the world.
那这个世界上，在世界上，2013年真的发生了很多事情。
But personally, in this year, what have you achieved?
可是作为一个个人，今年你 就是做成了什么事情呢?
What kind of things that you face?
你在这一年里面面对了什么事情呢?
Is it a happy year or is it a bad year?
今年是一个快乐的一年吗?或者是一个不是很好的一年?
I think sometimes it's a mix of good and bad things happening in our life.
当然在我们生活上当然是有这个好坏参半的。
Just like the weather will not always be sunshine. Sometimes have to be rain and sometimes you have see the storm.
当然就好像天气一样，没有说每天都有好天气，有时候会下雨，有时候也会有这个风暴。
Just like last week, we had one of the most severe ice storm in Toronto.
那就好像在上个星期，我们有这个在多伦多最严重的一场这个冰暴。
Storms are severe, but it will not last forever.
虽然这个风暴冰暴是 这么严重，可是也不会是永远长存。
Even though it's very difficult, but when you look at outside, it's still very beautiful.
虽然看起来是非常的困难的事情，可是如果我们看出在外面一看，却是非常的美丽。
Our life is just like that.
其实我们的生命也是这样。
We live in this world, we'll face troubles or difficulties.
活在这个世界上，我们都会面对很多的困难或者是难处。
Also pass through the past 360 days already.
这样子我们也过了365天。
But what have we learned?
可是在这当中我们学习到什么呢?
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 65 verse 11.
我们看诗篇第65篇第11节。
Psalms 65 verse 11.
诗篇65篇第11节。
65 verse 11.
诗篇65篇第11节。11节, 你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都
Here, the first part of the sentence says, God will crown the year with goodness.
这里说, 神会以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
If we are believing in the Lord, if we trust in Him, whatever we do,
如果你是相信神的, 无论我们在, 而且是信靠神的, 无论我们做什么事情,
and every day by day, year by year, your life will go on.
那每一天每一年我们的生活还是会一直这样子过下去。
But if you look at your life, you just discover that God crown your life, God crown your years with goodness.
如果我们回头一看，我们会看到原来神以恩典作为我们年岁的冠冕。
We pass every year just like anyone any other one in this world.
我们就好像世人一样每天每年这样子过我们的日子。
In a few days, every one of us will add one more year to your age.
那过几天以后，我们每一年将会长一岁了。
But sometimes the year is empty.
有时候一年有某些年头却是空虚的。
You ask about someone, what's a year? Say, oh, nothing, nothing really happened.
如果你问某些人过去一年发生什么事情，那个人可能会说没什么事情发生。
Nothing really good happened, nothing really meaningful happened.
没什么好事，也没有什么有意义的事情发生。
Just work and study.
只是工作读书。
But if you are in the Lord,
如果你是在主内的,
God will crown your year with special grace and goodness in your life.
主就会以特别的恩典为你的年岁加上冠冕。
You know, a crown will make the head of the leader of the king even more glorious.
这个冠冕呢，让一个统治者或者一个王呢，他更加的有荣耀。
When I was in London, UK, I went to the London Tower. I saw they store the treasure of the royal family, including some crown that the queen will wear in a special occasion.
当我在伦敦的时候，去到这个伦敦的 London Tower 呢，就可以看到有这个这个他这个王的那个冠冕是非常的漂亮美丽。
The jewels are so precious.
那上面的钻石是多么的宝贵。
And imagine if you are in the Lord, God crown your years with goodness.
所以我们试想一下，如果我们是在主里面，神会以恩典为我们年岁的冠冕。
Then what kind of grace, what kind of goodness that He'll crown you?
那神用什么的恩典来给我们做冠冕呢？
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Verse 1 to 5.
第一到第五节。
Psalm 103, verse 1 to 5.
诗篇103篇第一到第五节。第一节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。第二节，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。第三节，他赦免你的一切罪业，医治你的一切疾病。第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。第五节，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
In this few verses, David described what are the grace of the Lord that we have to always remember.
这里这几章经节，大卫描述了几样神的恩典，需要我们常常去思想的。
He always talked to himself.
他时常这样子自我提醒。
He reminded him, don't forget the grace of the Lord.
提醒自己不要忘记神的恩典。
So sometimes we have to just pause and stop and reflect.
所以有时候我们必须要停下来，然后去思想。
And sometimes you have to talk to yourself.
而且要自我提醒。
When other people talk to us, we may not listen.
当别人跟我们提醒我们的时候，可能我们不会去听。
You may not remember.
也可能会忘记。
But if you can stop and think and talk to yourself, sometimes the impact is larger.
如果我们可以停下来自我提醒的话，那影响力可能会更大。
So, first, what is the grace of the Lord?
第一，神的恩典是什么呢？
Is His forgiving grace.
就是神那赦免的恩典。
Verse 3 tells us that God has forgiven all our iniquities.
这里第三节告诉我们，他赦免了我们一切的罪孽。
What is the greatest grace of the Lord Jesus Christ?
主耶稣基督给我们最大的恩典是什么呢？
It's not He given you a new job in the past year.
并不是在过去一年里面给了你一份新的工作。
Or when you are sick, you pray that He healed you.
或者是你生病因为祷告得到医治。
Also not because He helped you to buy a new house.
也不是他帮助你买了一间新的房子。
All of those are the grace of God, but not the greatest grace of God.
这一切都是神的恩典，可是却不是神给予我们最大的恩典。
Because all those material, you don't really need God to have it.
其实这一切属物质的东西，其实我们是不需要神也可以得到的。
Many people who doesn't believe in God, they still have good job, they still have a house, they still are very healthy.
很多人他们没有相信神，也是有好的工作，也是有大房子，或者是非常健康。
So what is the things that can offer to you that no other place you can find in this world?
那有什么东西是给了你，却是这个世界上没有别的地方可以找得到的呢？
What is the only thing you can find in Lord Jesus Christ?
什么东西是唯有在主耶稣基督里面才能够得到的呢？
It's His forgiving grace, His blood of redemption.
就是他那赎罪的血能够赦免我们的罪。
We were born a sinner.
我们生下来就是一个罪人。
Because we were in sin, because this world is under the influence of sin.
因为我们是活在罪中，这个世界本来就是在沉溺在罪里面的。
Nobody could save us, even ourselves.
即使是我们自己，也没有人可以救赎我们。
Just like in the past, there was slavery system.
就好像在以前有这个奴隶的制度。
If your parents are slave, you're born as even you're a baby, you're born, you're very cute, but you're still a slave.
如果你的父母是一个奴隶，那你一生下来虽然还是婴孩，你也是一个奴隶。
And when you grow up, you are become a slave.
那长大了也会继续成为奴隶。
When you give birth to children, you also become a slave.
那把虽然你生孩子，你的孩子将来也会成为奴隶。
This world because Adam commits sin, so everyone is under the bondage and slavery of the sin.
那因为亚当犯罪，使到这个世界上每一个人一生下来就是罪的奴隶。
Every day we are under the influence of sin.
每一天我们都被罪所影响。
Why we lose temper?
为什么我们会发脾气呢
？Why we be hatred?
为什么我们会憎恨别人呢
？Why so many people are greedy?
为什么有这么多人那么贪心呢
？Why people are brutal, killing people, abusing people?
为什么这么多人这么有这么这种暴力倾向去杀人去虐待别人呢
？Because the whole world is under sin.
因为整个世界都在罪里面。
And the price of sin is death.
而罪的工价就是死。
After the whole life of toiling 60-70 years working so hard, and after we die, we go to destruction.
那在一生里面，我们活了六七十年。努力的工作劳苦可是后来死了以后就是要
沉沦
continue
to be bound by sin
继续的被罪所捆绑
but one day Jesus Christ come to save us
可是主耶稣基督他来救赎我们
through your believing you receive his salvation grace
借着你的相信现在得到这个得救的恩典
every time you pray to him he forgives your sin
每一次当你祷告他就会赦免你的罪。
In the water baptism, he washes sins in one time. Every all the past sins gone.
那在洗礼里面，主一次过的把我们以前从前所犯的罪，所有都赦免了。
You don't have to pay him a penny.
而且你也不需要付他一分钱。
You just need to believe in him.
而你所要做的只是相信而已。
Where can you find this kind of grace in this world?
在这个世界上我们如何能够找到这样子的恩典呢
In this world, if you offend even your friend, even your relative, even your spouse, sometimes they cannot even forgive you.
那在这个世界上有时我们会得罪我们的朋友我们的亲戚有时甚至是我们的另一半他也可能不会原谅你
Sometimes you say one wrong sentence, and they ignore you forever.
有时候我们只说错一句话，那他就永远都不要再看你这个人了。
So it's so difficult to receive forgiveness in this world.
所以在这个世界上要得到别人的饶恕是多么的困难。
But how much more the one that will love us is God and He gives us forgiveness.
那神是多么的爱我们，给我们这个饶恕这个赦罪。
So that's why today we are sitting in His grace.
所以今天我们是坐在他的恩典上。
And that is the greatest grace that God has given us.
这就是主给我们最大的恩典了。
Do we know about this?
我们是否知道这一点呢
And sometimes, even though we are saved, but we still have to think about this grace.
虽然我们已经得救了，我们也是要常常思想这个恩典。
In the past 365 days,
在过去的365天里面
how much transgression that we have sinned against God?
我们究竟犯了多少次罪得罪神呢
How many we use our mouth to say the wrong words, wrong things that we shouldn't be saying?
有多少次我们用我们的口说了一些不该说的错的话呢
If every day we say one wrong things or one things that we shouldn't be saying, then 365 add ups is how many?
如果每一天 说错一句话那365天我们说错多少句话呢
And how many wrong thoughts, wrong thinking come into our mind in the past year?
那在过去一年里面有多少次这种不良的思想进入我们的脑海里面呢
How many times we sin against God?
有多少次我们得罪神呢
How many times we do the wrong things in our life?
在我们一生里面我们做错的事有多少次呢
In the past year that we really regret.
所以在过去一年里面我们真的觉得非常的羞愧
But if you repent and pray to him, he forgive you.
那如果我们向他祷告向他悔改他会赦免我们
So that is the great grace.
这就是至大的恩典。
And we're sitting here, we should remember this every day.
所以我们坐在这里要每一天去记得思想这件事情。
Every time we think about Jesus forgive me, I'm so happy.
每一次当我想到主耶稣他赦免我的罪我是多么的高兴。
Other people may not forgive you, it doesn't matter.
很可能别人他们不会饶恕你可是这没关系。
It's their choice.
这是他们的所做的抉择。
But I know if I pray sincerely, God will forgive me.
可是我知道如果我诚恳地向神祈求神会赦免我的罪
That is really touching to know.
所以这一点真的是能够感动我们的心。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们看约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节，第八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Verse 9.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Here tell us there are two kind of attitude toward our own sin.
这里告诉我们，对于我们的罪，我们可以有两种不同的态度。
Some people will choose to deny that they have sinned.
有些人他们选择否认自己有罪。
They say I'm fine, I'm all right.
他们说我是很好的，我没事。
I don't need forgiveness.
我不需要这个赦免。
I'm totally fine, I'm okay.
因为我是没事的。
Even though I'm baptized already.
我已经是一个领了洗礼的人。
I have the Holy Spirit.
我有圣灵。
I'm so good. I'm so perfect.
我是多么的好，多么的完全。
But Bible tells us, even though you are baptized, you don't try to deceive yourself.
只是圣经告诉我们，即使你是一个已经领了洗礼的人，也不要自欺。
We live in this sinful world. Every day we commit sin.
因为我们活在这个罪的世界里面，每一天我们都会犯罪。
We see ourselves as good, but actually we are not that good.
我们自认为非常好，其实真的不是那么好。
We have no big sin, but we have a lot of small sin.
很可能不会犯大罪，可是却有不少的小罪。
Our character is no good.
可能我们的这个
个性不好，
个性没那么好。
We jealous against other people.
会嫉妒别人。
Our mouth is foul, it's not good.
可能我们的口没那么好。
Always hurt the one who loves us.
会讲出一些伤害我们所爱的人的话
we don't want to forgive others.
或者是不愿意饶恕别人
Our mind is so narrow.
我们的思想那么的狭窄
This list can go on and on.
我们如果这样子列下去可能这个列单就越来越长了
No one is perfect.
所以没有一个人是完全的
But the end of the year has come.
可是这个年终已经到了
We have to really start to think about in the past year how much have I sinned against God?
我们必须要回想，在过去一年里面，我得罪神有多少呢
？What is the weakness that I have to improve？
有哪一样我的软弱是需要我要去改正的呢
？If you discover it, if you discover it，
如果我们去发现
，if you immediately kneel down the law，
如果我们能够即刻的跪在主面前
，immediately repent，
来悔改
，and immediately God will write out your sin。
那即刻的神会赦免我们的罪过。
Let's turn back to Psalm 103.
我们再回去看诗篇103篇。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Psalm 103 verse 12.
诗篇103篇第十二节。
Psalm 103 verse 12.
诗篇103篇第十二节。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
Verse 10.
第十节。诗篇103篇第十节，他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪业报应我们。
Here said God is willing to hear our prayer.
这里告诉我们，神愿意听我们的祷告。
God is willing to change our life.
神愿意改变我们的生命。
If you think 2030 is not so good for you,
如果你认为2013年对你不是那么的好
，The relationship for you and other people is not that good.
如果你认为你跟别人的关系没有那么好。
You didn't receive much blessing or grace in 2013.
或者是认为在2013年没有得到很多的恩典，很多的祝福。
Why your relationship with God is not good?
为什么我与神的关系没有那么好呢
？Maybe there's some sin hidden in between you and God.
很可能就是有这些罪在你跟神中间有一些罪。
God is waiting for you to discover it.
那神正在等待你去发掘这一个罪。
To deal with it.
然后要去处理这个罪
And then immediately God forgive us.
那神就会即刻的赦免我们的罪
wow, This is a great blessing and grace that we have.
这就是神至大的恩典
Let's turn back to Psalm 103 verse 3.
我们再回去看诗篇103篇第三节
Verse 3.
第三节诗篇103篇第三节他赦免你的一切罪业医治你的一切疾病
Here tells us the second grace that God will crown us in our years is He healed our iniquity, He healed our sickness.
这里告诉我们另一个神 给我们年岁的冠冕，就是医治我们的疾病。
Everyone who is sitting here is a healthy person.
每一位啊坐在当中的都是健康的人。
But think about 2013. There may be some moment or some days in your life that you really suffer, or even lying on the bed, or even go to hospital.
我们回想一下，在2013年的某一天里面，很可能我们都会生病，或者甚至要被送去医院。
Being healthy actually is the most precious grace of God physically.
那在肉体上来说呢，作为一个健康的人，是神给我们至大的恩典。
If God gives you a lot of money, but you don't have health, there's nothing for you, no meaning for you.
如果神给你很多的钱，可是却没有健康，对你来说是毫无意义的。
Your house is very big, you have everything there, you have a lot of treasure inside, but you don't have health, you cannot even eat.
那你可能有一间很大的房子，里面有很多的金银财宝，可是如果没有健康，你也不能够去享用，去吃。
If you don't have health, then all you have is your bed. You just lie there.
那如果没有健康，你只有一张床啊，躺在上面。
Even this moment, many people are lying in the hospital.
啊，甚至在现在，很多人也躺在这个医院里面。
But you are not there.
可是你却不在医院里面。
You are here walking.
你今天在这里啊行走。
You are sitting in the chapel.
啊，坐在会堂里面。
So God has given you this most precious grace.
所以我们可以说神给你了这个至大的恩典。
So when sometimes we wake up healthily, we just have to thank God.
所以每天早上我们起来健康，我们就必须要啊感谢神。
The only time we suddenly realize health is important is when you start to become sick.
有时候我们忽然间觉得健康是多么重要的时候，其实就是我们快要生病的时候。
When you're healthy, you don't think about healthy as anything.
因为当我们在健康当中，我们不会觉得健康是重要的。
Yeah, we just work, work, overwork, sometimes even hurt our body.
我们不断的工作，甚至会伤害自己的身体。
Or just play or indulge ourselves in another alcohol or food or whatever.
或者是不断的去享用这些美酒美食，让我们的身体渐渐的败坏。
But until one day your body complains, you're starting to lose your health.
那当有一天你的身体发出警号的时候，就是你失去健康的时候。
But thank God, even though sometimes we make mistake in our health.
感谢主，虽然有时候在我们的健康上我们犯了一些错误。
But we pray to Him that God heal our sickness.
我们向神祷告，他也会医治我们的疾病。
Look at our church, many brothers and sisters have testimony.
看我们教会里面很多弟兄姐妹们有这样子的见证。
When you are sick, when you're not feeling well, you tell brother and sister to pray for you.
当我们身体欠安，我们就要求弟兄姐妹们为我们代祷。
And then the power of prayer is very powerful.
而这个祷告的力量是非常的大的。
Just like last week, Preacher Huang came here.
在上个星期，黄传道来到我们这边。
Before he came here,
他来之前
he was working in Florida.
他在佛里达州那边工作。
He worked very hard actually, traveled around the whole world.
他其实非常的勤劳，他都在世界上跑来跑去。
And sometimes when he went to a place, and your body start to relax, and he start to get sick.
有时候当他开始要休息的时候，身体就是开始要生病了。
He become very sick, vomiting, diarrhea whole day for a few days, cannot even eat anything at all.
有几天都不断的有这个吐呕，甚至不能够进食。
But thank God that.The church announced everyone else to pray for him.
感谢神，教会宣布说，大家为他代祷。
Even Toronto here was praying for him.
即使是在多伦多教会，我们也为他代祷。
God is really miraculous.
那神非常的奇妙。
He just turned all right in very short time.
那神在很短的时间，让他好转起来。
Many brothers and sisters have this experience.
很多弟兄姐妹们都有这样子的体验。
If you are not feeling well, you must tell brothers and sisters to pray for you.
所以如果我们身体欠安，我们必须要求弟兄姐妹们为我们代祷。
Don't think I'm losing faith, right? People know that I'm sick and it's no good, right?
不要认为说我很没有面子，别人知道我生病是不好的事情。
Who doesn't get sick, you tell me?
你可以告诉我这个世界上谁不会有生病呢？
Just a matter of time, who will get sick, when will get sick.
只是说在时间上我们会什么时候生病而已。
But when you get sick, you have to tell brother and sister to pray for you.
所以如果我们生病，我们可以要求弟兄姐妹们为我们代祷。
A few weeks ago, there was a sister in Edmonton.
那几个星期之前，有一位在埃蒙顿的姐妹。
Suddenly she find out from the doctor that she has cancer.
忽然间医生告诉有一天医生告诉他说他患了癌症。
And this kind of cancer is a very fierce one.
而这种癌症是一种非常非常可怕的癌症。
And it could spread very fast.
而且是可以一下子啊、传播到身体，很快的传播到身体。
So the doctor recommend she has to go through operation as soon as possible.
所以她必须要尽快的去接受这个啊、手术。
But the year end is coming. Many doctors or specialists they are almost on leave, so it's very difficult to schedule an operation before the holiday season.
可是因为这是年终的时候，很多医生、专科医生啊、都去放假了，所以很难。再安排一个时间让他接受这个手术。
So I called a sister.
所以我就打电话给这位姐妹。
Amazingly, really thank God that she has no complaint to God.
感谢主，她并没有因此而埋怨神。
She has faith in God.
她在对神有信心。
She just trusts God in everything that she faces.
她在所面对的一切上依靠神。
She said, "I'm not afraid, but please pray for me."
她说我不害怕，请为我代祷。
I know God will guide me everything to happen.
他说、我知道在每一样事情上、神会带领我的。
So I announced the church to pray for him, for her.
所以呢我就向教会、宣布、为他代祷。
I really thank God, even before the holiday season, that the operation was scheduled and was done very smoothly.
感谢主、在这个、放这个长假之前呢、他们能够安排、人跟他动这个手术。
And remove the tumor.
而且也把那个肿瘤、拿去。
The doctor tell her, actually, it's not spreading. Actually, not too bad.
医生告诉她，其实也没有蔓延到其他地方去，
and,
也不错。
And she is just resting in the hospital.
所以她就在、医院里面休息。
Oh, and I call her again.
那我打电话给她。
Sister, how do you feel?
我问她姐妹，你现在怎么样
？She said, well, really, thank God.
她说感谢神。
God guided the operation to be very smooth.
神带领了整个手术，整个过程都非常的顺利。
Even though a little bit pain on the wound.
虽然这个伤口还有一点痛
I'm okay.
可是我还是很好
And I'm having a real holiday this time.
这一次真的有一个很好的休息
Because I'm resting in the house and my children, my husband doing all the housework and I don't have to do anything.
因为现在我在家里面休养呢、我的孩子跟我的丈夫他们、做完所有的家务我什么都不需要做
So you testify and give glory to God.
所以他这样子见证，而且归一切荣耀给神。
So brother, sister, we can sit here today. It's a grace of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们能够坐在这里、就是神的恩典。
Being healthy is the priceless things.
所以拥有健康其实是无价之宝。
But why do we God? Why do God give us health?
为什么神赐给我们这个健康呢
？Let's turn to Mark chapter 1.
我们看马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1, verse 29.
第二十九节。
Mark 1:29.
马可福音、第一章第二十九节，马可福音、第一章二十九节，他们一出会堂，就同着雅各、约翰进了西门和安德烈的家。三十节，西门的岳母正害热病躺着，有人告诉耶稣。三十一节，耶稣啊、近前拉着他的手。扶他起来，热就退了，他就服侍他们。
Jesus was having a very busy day.
这里主耶稣忙碌了一整天。
When he came out of the synagogue,
当他一出这个会堂
on a Sabbath day,
那就是在安息日一出会堂。
And then he had direct straight to Simon's house.
那就直接去了西门的家。
Why?
为什么要去他家呢
？Because his mother-in-law is having a very severe fever.
因为西门的岳母啊，正害这个热病。
Wow, sometimes having a fever means that your body is really having an alarm, is really complaining.
有这个发烧发热病，就是说身体出了毛病。
But Jesus go there.
主耶稣去到那边。
Grab her hand.
拉住她的手。
Help her up.
把她扶她起来。
Immediately.The fear, the fever subsided.
热就即刻的退了。
And this didn't stop here.
其实接下来就没有停在这边。
Immediately she woke up, she stood up and to serve the Lord.
即刻的她就、起来服侍他们。
The mother-in-law of Peter must be an old woman.
这位、西门的岳母肯定是一位老人家。
Because if Peter is 40 or 50 years old, then a mother could be 60, 70.
如果西门彼得是四十岁，那他的岳母应当是
六七十岁
了。
Wow, but she's an old woman, but she still get up after she become sick, get up and serve the Lord.
虽然这位老人家他是老人家，可是他一好了就即刻起来去服侍他们。
So why did God give you health, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，为什么今天神赐给你健康呢
？God give you health doesn't only let you to earn money.
神赐你健康不是要你去不断的赚钱
only
只是赚钱而已
not only let you to have holiday or enjoy life
也不是要你去、只是懂得去享受生活
God give you health doesn't only let you to enjoy retirement
神给你这个健康也不是要你只是懂得去享受这个退休生活
God want you to serve him
可是神却要你去服侍他
one day you have health you should serve God
只要一天你有健康你就应当服侍神
Because one day you serve God your life has value
因为每一天服侍神每一天你的生命是有意义的
If you stop serving God
在那一天停止服侍神
Even you have health but God was why should I give you health you're not serving me
那即使你有健康神也会问为什么我要赐给你健康呢你都不没有服侍我
Last week during the power outage on a Sunday morning
在上个星期天早上就是没有停电的时候
Actually in the middle of the night I feel thatWow, it's pretty cold in the night. I didn't know what happened. I just tried to grab the blanket even more tight.
那天晚上、凌晨那忽然间我觉得很冷我也不知道发生什么事情 只是要知道要抓紧我的棉被
Instead of 5 o'clock in the morning, the counselor locked my door. He said, hey, preacher, there's no light.
那一大早那辅导员就敲我的门跟我说传道、没有电
I said, okay, then, please call the church board, church council member.Transport member immediately.
那我就说好的，打电话给我们的职务会。
And then really thank God, many workers come to the church to help me immediately.
那感谢主即刻的很多这些教会的工人都赶来教会帮忙。
Because they love God, they serve God.
因为他们爱神，他们服侍神。
Some brothers or sister, they even bring their stove and come to cook for the young children hot meal. In the day, there's no light.
在那一天、没有电那有些弟兄姐妹们他们带了这个、煤气炉来到教会煮这些食物、给我们这些、小孩子吃
But there's one person which touched me the most
那有一个人是让我觉得、非常的感动的
She's an old sister、
她是年老的姐妹
She lived nearby
她、住得 很近
She woke up and find out in her house there's no electricity
那一大早起来就发现、原来没有电
She has an old husband to take care.
而且她也要照顾她年老的丈夫。
She herself is more than 70 years old.
她自己本身也已经超过70岁了。
But when she wake up, she found that there's no electricity. What was in her mind?
那当她一大早起来发现没电，她第一个脑海中想的是什么呢
？She was thinking about the church.
她是想到教会。
Wow, there's so many people in the church.
她想到教会里面有这么多人。
There's no electricity.
而且也没电。
What can I do?
那我能够做什么呢
？So immediately, without hesitation.
所以即刻的毫无
She grabbed all the candles in her house.
她就、在家里面拿了所有的那些蜡烛
All the torch she can find.
拿了所有的那些、手电筒
Put on a jacket.
那穿上她的大衣
And walk from her house, from her apartment to the church.
那从她的公寓楼一直走路到教会
Normally it would only take 10-15 minutes.
在平时呢如果这个路程应当是差不多十到十五分钟
but that day cost her more than half an hour
可是那一天因为、路面所以她需要走差不多半个小时
because the road was super slippery it's icy everywhere just like skating
因为路面非常的滑有很多的冰所以、是很难行路的
and all the branches falling down
而且也有很多树枝都、掉落在地上
and it's so cold outside
而且也非常的寒冷
but she bring all the essential to the church
可是他却带了所有、所必需品来到教会。
So when the children wake up, they find a candle already lighting in the bathroom in downstairs.
那当他们这些小孩子 起来的时候，他们发现原来在所有的厕所、你洗手间、都有了这些蜡烛已经 点燃着了。
I feel so ashamed of myself.
那我觉得非常的惭愧。
Do I serve God with the same mentality as her?
那我服侍神。的那种心智跟他是否是一样呢
She may not be educated.
他很可能没有读很多的书
She may not be rich.
很可能不是很有钱
She may not receive any training.
而且也可能没有接受过很多的训练
But the spirit, the attitude of her.
可是他那种精神他那种态度
is what we should learn.
是我们应当学习的
So just like the mother-in-law of Peter.
就好像彼得西门彼得的岳母一样
When she woke up after sickness, she served the Lord.
所以当他病好起来以后他就服侍神了
Serve the Lord means you help cooking, washing, taking care of the disciples
当这里说服侍他们的时候就是说他在煮饭在、服侍这些、照顾这些、门徒
She didn't say I'm too old to do anything
他没有说我很老，我什么都不能做。
But rather she find things to do to serve God.
可是他却找一些工作可以服侍的去服侍神。
That's why God bless her.
所以神这里祝福他。
So that will make her healthy.
让他有健康。
That's why God bless that sister.
所以神也祝福那位姐妹。
I ask her how are you doing recently.
我问她最近你怎么样。
She said thank God, God gave me health so I can serve her.
她说感谢主，我有健康，所以我能够服侍神。
I ask her how do you come from that place to here.
那我问他你怎么从你的住所来到这边呢、
the road is so slippery.
这个路面那么的滑。
Everywhere is falling branches.
而且路上也有很多掉下来的那种树枝。
She said, Lord Jesus Christ, open the way for me, walking with me.
他说主开路，主跟我同行。
So today we are having health.
所以今天我们有健康。
But what are you using your health to do?
我们今天用我们的健康来做什么呢？
Is it only for yourself?
只是用健康来自己享用吗？
All for the Lord Jesus Christ.
或者是我们用我们的健康来服侍神呢？
Let's turn back to Psalm 103.
我们再回去看诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇103篇。
Verse 4.
第四节。诗篇103篇第四节，他救赎你的命脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Here tells us another...Special grace that God crowned our years. He's the deliverer out of danger.
那另一个神
death.
以神给我们的冠冕就是神救赎我们脱离这个死亡。
Of course, everybody will face death one day.
当然，每一个人总有一天会面对死亡。
The most important thing is before your death come, are you ready?
而最重要的就是当死亡来临的时候。我们是否已经预备好了吗？
If you are not having salvation,
如果我们今天没有救恩，
if you are not saved,
如果我们没有得救，
if you are not baptized,
如果我们没有领受洗礼，
even though you live 100 years, you are not ready to see death.
即使我们能够活上100岁，也还没预备好面对死亡。
Because after death, you see eternity.
因为死了以后所要面对的是这个永永远远。
There's only eternal glory, eternal salvation, or eternal condemnation. There's no third way.
只有两样，就是永远的荣耀，或者是永远的沉沦，其实是没有第三条路。
You cannot come back here.
我们不能够再回来这个地方。
So if you are not saved, then even you live 100 years old, you're not ready to see death.
所以如果没有救恩，即使能够活到100岁，也没有预备好面对死亡。
If you are not saved,
如果没有得到救恩，
God still leave you to be alive today. If God allows you to be alive today,
如果神让你今天还活着，
is to give you another chance to receive salvation.
其实神让你活着就是让你有另一个加更多的机会来，对不起，多一个机会来领受他的恩典。
But for us, sometimes look at 2013. Sometimes some dangerous things may happen in our life.
如果我们
almost pass away,
如果我们回想2013年，有可能有一些。有些很危险的事情让我们很可能会失去生命。
Maybe our time has not come so that God doesn't allow us to die.
很可能因为时间还没到，所以神让我们保存这个生命。
God save us from death.
神拯救我们脱离死亡。
There was a worker, a deacon testified to me the grace that he has received.
有一位执事他这样子向我见证说他所领受的恩典。
He said he went back to Malaysia.
他说他回去马来西亚
，and then he visited his friend，
去访问他的朋友
，and his friend has a very tall building。
他的朋友有一个很高的建筑物
，but that building is very special. It's not like a residential building。
这个建筑物是很特别的，不是一个普通的我们住的房子。
And then his building is for raising the swallow, the 燕窝哈，养燕子，拿那个燕窝 to raise the swallows So that they can produce the saliva for the 燕窝啊
bird nest,
a bird nest 啊 ，yeah.
那他们这些高楼呢，是用来养那些燕子来收取这些燕窝的。
So that building has no window, there's no door.
所以这个建筑物是没有窗户也没有门的。
So that doesn't mean at the edge you can just drop anywhere. 边边啊，很容易就掉下去了。
就是说，很可能很容易就会在上面掉下来。
But actually, his friend bring him to visit that building.
他的朋友带他去看这个燕窝屋。
Of course, he warned him, okay, don't walk too far to the front, otherwise you fall on the ground.
当然就是已经跟他说了，不要走太靠近这个边缘，不然的话就很容易掉下去。
And at that time, it's already almost near sunset. It's getting a little bit dark.
而且当时也差不多是太阳快要下山的时候，也是傍晚的时候。
And he asked his friend, "Can I take picture?"
他问他朋友，我可以拍一些照片吗
？He said, "Yes, you can, but you cannot use the light."
他朋友说，你可以拍照片，可是却不能够用这个闪光灯。
We cannot turn on the light.
不能够开这个闪光灯。
You can just use a slow motion or long shutter.
只能够用这个
长期曝光
长期曝光。
And then he just so happy, just taking picture everywhere.
所以他就很高兴在这个屋子里面周围去拍照。
And he forgot about the danger.
就忘记了那个危险。
And suddenly when he realized, oh, maybe I shouldn't go too far. Let me check what ahead of me.
很可能忽然间他就回想到，我不能够走太远，可能会跌下去。
And then suddenly when he put down his camera and try to check the distance.He just looked at his feet, and he knew that one more step, he'll fall on the ground for more than 5 story high.
那当他放下他的照相机的时候，他一看，原来还差一步，他就很可能从五楼高跌下来。
And surely he'll die. If he falls down there.
如果从那边跌下来，肯定会跌死。
He said one more step.
只差那一步。
He'll die.
就会跌下去跌死。
So he was standing there. Even when we think about this, he would just be shaking his body.
所以当他想起这件事情，整个身体也会颤抖。
But God didn't allow him to die yet.
可是神却没有让他这么快死去。
Why God didn't him allow to die?
为什么神没有让他死去呢
？Because his work is not finished.
因为他还有很多工作还没做完。
So God allowed him to continue to live.
所以神让他继续的活下去。
So think about your 2013.
所以让我们回想2013年。
Was it any occasion that you were even near death? You were so close to death.
那有任何的事故是我们很接近这个死亡的吗
？Whether it's an accident,
无论是意外
，or a sickness,
或者是疾病
，or anything,
或者任何的事情
，were you even close?
你是否有这样子的一刹那间接近死亡呢
？If you have this experience,
如果有这样子的体验
，you cherish life even more today.
那你就会更加的爱惜生命。
But we have to serve God.
那我们也要侍奉神。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇103篇第五节。他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
Here tells another grace of God.
这里告诉我们神的另一个恩典。
He said he satisfied us with all the good things in our life.
这里告诉我们，他用美物使我们所愿的得以知足。
Sometimes we have a wish list in our heart.
很多时候，我们心里面会有一个许愿的一个清单。
Especially when we first came to Canada.
尤其是我们刚刚如果刚移民来到加拿大。
We all have something that we really want to have.
我们心里面就有列下一个清单，就是我们所要得到的。
For example,
比如说
when you first came here, you really want to find a stable job because without a job, you cannot do anything.
我们一来到这个地方，我们很想，就是说有一份工作，让我们的生活能够安定下来。
In the beginning, brother and sister, the job is not very stable.
很多开始的时候，很多弟兄姐妹们他们的工作都是不稳定的。
If you look at our church now,
如果我们看我们今天的教会
，After a while, God settled everybody, so everyone is having a stable income, stable job to survive.
过了一段时间，神让每一个家庭、每一个人都有一个。稳定的工作，稳定的生活。
And then secondly, people think about, okay, maybe after a job, I want to have my own house, even a small one, doesn't matter, I want to have my own place.
很可能一些人会这样子想，那我有工作以后，我要买一间房子。
And I look at all the brothers and sisters, God has blessed everyone, though, if you need one, God provides you already.
那如果我看教会里面的弟兄姐妹们，神祝福每一个人都已经有了房子，神也祝福大家。
And in Toronto here, if you want to buy anything, brother and sister, their house, they have what they need.
那在多伦多，如果你要买任何东西，其实弟兄姐妹们他们家里面有一些你所需要的东西。
And actually, we have all we need.
其实我们家里面都拥有我们所需要的。
We should be really thanking God about all that.
其实我们在这方面真的应当很感谢神。
I don't know what is your feeling about this power outage for the past few days.
我不知道你们对于在过去几天这个大停电的感想如何。
For me, we are in the church, we have power outage, but my heart is so thankful.
在对我来说，教会里面停电，可是我心里面却非常感恩。
Because this power outage only reminds us that in Canada here we have electricity, even in winter time we survive the severe winter.
Sorry.
In Toronto here, we have a long winter, but God bless us, we have all the natural resources.
就是说我们在这个停电里面，我所感受到就是在加拿大这个这么漫长的冬天里面，我们神也祝福我们能够过得这个能够
Most of the time, we are keeping warm.
能够好好的过这个冬天，我们大家其实大部分时间都在温暖之中过这个冬天。
When I drink the hot soup in the Sunday morning, the brother and sister cook for us, I'm so thankful.
那在星期天早上，当我正在喝弟兄姐妹们所预备那个热汤的时候，我心里面是多么的感恩。
So next time when you drink a hot soup, will you be very thankful?
那下次当你喝这个热汤的时候，你是否满心感恩呢？
Will you drink a hot coffee, will you be very thankful?
那下次你喝这个热咖啡的时候，你心里面是否也是满心感恩呢？
When you take a hot shower, will you be thankful?
那当你洗澡有这个热水洗澡的时候，你会不会满心感恩呢？
Don't take things for granted.
所以我们不要认为所拥有的都是理所当然的。
We have to give thanks to God whatever we have.
我们应当在我们所拥有的一切的东西上感谢神。
God has crowned us our years with goodness.
神以这个年岁，以恩典为年岁作为我们的冠冕。
Let's sing hymn 476.
在唱诗476首。